Texas transports over 105,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 504,900 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 40,600 criminal arrests, with more than 36,300 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 469 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 39,600 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 32,500 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 16,900 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Texas has transported over 105,000 migrants to sanctuary cities on X, formerly known as Twitter. Governor Abbott touted the success of Texas's migrant transportation program as Texas continues to secure the border in President Biden's absence. Governor Abbott. Texas continues border wall construction in Maverick County. On Sunday, Governor Abbott shared video of ongoing border wall construction in Maverick County. Governor Abbott. Texas National Guard expands efforts to deter illegal entry. Governor Abbott recently highlighted a video shared by News Nation's Ali Bradley of the Texas National Guard expanding efforts to secure heavily trafficked areas along the Texas-Mexico border. Watch. DPS stops human smuggler on high-speed pursuit in Hidalgo County. DPS troopers used a precision immobilization technique maneuver to stop a human smuggler during a high-speed vehicle pursuit in Hidalgo County reaching speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. The driver, a confirmed Sereno 13 gang member, was eventually stopped and arrested. The driver is charged with smuggling of persons, evading arrest, and smuggling persons with the likelihood of severe injury or death. Six illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS special agents rescue 14 from dangerous human smuggling attempt. DPS special agents with the Criminal Investigations Division worked in conjunction with Border Patrol to rescue 14 illegal immigrants being smuggled inside a semi-trailer in Webb County. 10 were from Guatemala and 4 were from Mexico, including 4 minors. The driver, a man from Houston, is charged with smuggling of persons. All 14 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. DPS arrests cartel member for criminal trespass on ranch in Webb County. DPS troopers arrested a confirmed member of the Northeast Cartel, Fidel Rosas Gutierrez of Mexico, on a private ranch in Webb County. He was wearing camouflage clothing and working as the foot guide when he was taken into custody in Laredo. Rosas Gutierrez was arrested for criminal trespass and smuggling of persons. DPS troopers also arrested 2 illegal immigrants for criminal trespass. Watch. Operation Lone Star gains support from multi-state coalition. Operation Lone Star continues to gain support from states across America to help with current border security operations, including extending border barriers, patrolling the Rio Grande River with airboats, and many other critical border security operations. With 5 states' personnel currently on the ground and many more sending support over the next several months, this multi-state coalition continues to help bolster Texas's historic border mission to protect Texans and Americans from President Biden's border crisis.